to heaven
in expectation of God's word this morning.
Begin to appreciate Him for the light you have received so far. Appreciate the Lord for the light you have received from the previous messages. God is the one that shows light. In preparation for the next light, let's acknowledge the reception of the previous light. Father, thank you. You have showed us light. We are illuminated. We are in power. You are teaching us what to do in the promised land to get the best out of it. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. And in this session again, God will show us light. Father, thank you. Your word is true, and you have magnified your word above all your name. Father, thank you. What a privilege again to have more of your word, because more of your word is what gives us more of you. Thank you, precious Lord. Let every heart be hopeful right now. Give everyone an understanding heart. And give everyone the grace not only to receive but to obey. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shout a most believing amen. Put your hand together for the Lord and please be seated. I count it a great privilege given by God and my Father, the apostle over this commission, to bring another word to us. I'm not taking it for granted. I'm taking it for gratitude. I'm very, very grateful. Amen. We have before us the topic, obedience. Speak louder than voice. Yesterday we have a message on obedience, given by the grace, one of the great servants of God in the house, and we were so blessed. Now I'm going to take the manifestation dimension of obedience. Obedience speaks louder than voice. Obedience. There are too many things you suffer today that obeying God on a consistent basis will make you to escape them all. For example, most people's poverty is not due to Satan. It's just disobedience, traceable to disobedience of the law of sowing and reaping. But if you go to people like that, when my family were poor, nobody make it in my family, things are just like that, my brother is this, my sister is this. Let me tell you, where you excuse yourself, you're already accusing yourself. Why not choose to be different by obeying what God has said? Most people struggling is traceable to disobedience. This is where to abide. This is your location. You say, I'm traveling to U.S. Whatever it has you to do, do it. It will terminate your frustration. It will turn around every frustration to glorious manifestation. Obedience. obedience. As a way of introduction, let's read from Psalm 37, Psalm 37, from verse 3 to 5. Psalm 37, from verse 3 to 5. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land. Which land? Promised land? And verily thou shalt be fed. Verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. And verse 5. Commit thy way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. You will see God. But I want to say this, the God you don't obey will not show up in your case. We are not serving God as is afar off, but God with us. And everyone connected to this ministry knows that God is tabernacle in the midst of his people. The Lord in the midst of these mighty. So, as for God in this commission, it is evident. But is the God of the commission with you? And by you, and for you, and before you, is he at your right hand, and at the left hand? That's a personal question, demanding personal answer. John 14:21. Your obedience, particularly as a lifestyle, is what keeps God around you. He that has my commandment and keep them, he it is that love me. Keep them, obey them, follow them. He it is that love me, and he that love me shall be love of my Father. And I will love him. And we manifest myself to him. Just obedience. I will show up everywhere he is found. I will take over his burdens. I will take away his sicknesses and disease. I will fight his battle. I will manifest. You want God to show up? Just obey him in whatever he instructs you to do. And if you check again, verse 23, that one is mind-boggling. That same John chapter 14. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word. He will obey me. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him, Abba, and make our abode. We will settle there. We will not be visiting him. We will abide in his house. How many of you want that blessing? After this prophetic feast, may the God of this great commission dwell with you on a permanent basis. In the name of Jesus Christ. We manifest. The Father is there. The Son is there. The Holy Ghost is there. A threefold cord that cannot be broken. We will manifest. We will be showing off. We will be acting on his behalf. We will be doing things for him. We will take over everything pertaining to him. That is how thick obedience is. If God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Ghost abide with you, which mountain will stand before you? Because the sea saw it and fled. You will always have a crossover. Hindering forces will not be able to stand near you. Even Satan himself, not his delegate, not demons, will not be able to affect you. In the name of Jesus Christ. God said, there are some people before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will say, I am here. I will show for them. It's not everybody that pray, and still praying, and nothing is happening. As it is written, it's not far from us. In him we live and move and have our being. We are his offspring. We move in him. When we move in him. As we live in him and live with him. We are his offspring. We are his duplicate. We are his ambassador. That is what obedient can do. And I want to say to everyone under the sound of my voice that you are custom built for obedience. Anything disobedient in you is contrary to your makeup. And you will suffer it. Nobody else. You will suffer it. Whatever is suggesting disobedience to you want to take you out of God. Out of your specification. Are you hearing me? In John chapter 10, verses 27 to 29, let's hear from our Maker. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and they obey me. If I say come, they come. If I say sit down here, they sit down, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And look at the scripture. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. So when you walk in disobedience, you are walking out of specification. You are affecting your makeup and your design. And you will suffer it. It's like if you buy a piece of equipment now, there is operational manual which contains how to handle this equipment. If it will last, if it will work. Somebody gave me a wristwatch and I so much like it. So I want to use it. But it was not working. I said, how can this beautiful, where even the packaging is enough. So, I kept on looking at it. But I couldn't use it. It's not working. Now I see one thin plastic leather on top. And there was something written inside. I mean, on top of it, on that plastic label. And I just have to read it. Because already it's becoming a useless equipment. As I read it, he said, take away this plastic cover. And then there is a two-mouth hook by the side. Remove it. Two instructions for obedience. So I removed the plastic without effort. And I removed the hook. And the wristwatch began to work. You want your life and destiny to work? be obedient.
Hear what he says. Hear the instruction.
And follow it. Your life will never be the same again.
Wherever things are not working, because in this land that we have come, the promised land, everything is designed to work. You must not say again after this prophetic feast that things are not working for you. You will have a query from heaven to answer. Were you here at all? Were you with my servant in the prophetic feast? Angel may slap you also. With the deluge of what we are receiving now, you still say nothing is working. I have tried my best. I didn't know what to do again. No. I'm sure that person is not among us. Your language is changing already. When next I see you, I will hear from you that everything is working. In the name of Jesus Christ. Proverbs 4:13. Everything can work. Every good thing can be yours. Every of his God's blessing is all around you for grab. Proverbs 4:13. Take fast hold of instruction. And where are the instruction package? In his word. Let her not go. Keep her. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it with levity. Don't procrastinate about it. Keep her. Obey it. Follow it. For she is the life. That's where life is. Hearing instructions. Receiving the instruction. Running with instruction, which we call obedience. 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 And I want to let you know the Bible is God's manual for profitable living. All that is packaged here is for you. For your good. All the time. God is for your good. But what will make you to connect with his goodness and mercy is packaged in this manual for living. The scripture. Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. He said, this book of the law, talking about the scripture, shall not depart out of your mouth. Instructions have come. This is what should inform your utterances, your speech. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. But if you talk something out of the book, I don't know what is happening. That's out of the book. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Go through it. Get the details. That thou mayest observe. There's something that looks tiny there. Little matter. Little foxes. That may destroy our vine. To observe it. To do according to all that is written there. But all. Can you see that? It's a lot of job. All. Not one. So the one you don't know, or the one you know and you are not following and you are not obedient, that's what I relegate you to where you are. Let's finish that scripture. To observe, to do all. Are you doing all? For your information, I can't say I'm doing all because I don't know all. But the day I know the next thing from this book, that's the day I will do it. Observe to do all. If we have known all, there will be no prophetic feast. Observe to do all that is written therein. For then, that's after that, thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And thou shalt have what? Good success. Full obedience. Total obedience of this book is what make living profitable. Your life will never be the same again. And if you check Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 to 13, if you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and you do all that he commanded, then this blessing shall come on you. The Lord will set you up.
You will be a high flyer above all your contemporary. You'll be blessed in the house, outside the house, the fruit of your ground will be blessed. All manner listed there. Those are the profiting of obedience. The profiting of obedience. And 2 Timothy 3:16 made us to understand God's design that this book is for our profiting. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. It contains your profitings for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17. What then happened if you follow and obey that the man of God, even though he's a man of God, there is something packaged for him to manifest as a man of God. May be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You are that man from this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. At the end of time where we are now, Satan will sponsor disobedience. That is what is called the spirit of disobedience. It will be in common places. You just be doing whatever you want to do in spite of what God has instructed you to do. In 2 Timothy 3:2, he said at the end of time, these are the things that will be happening. And disobedience is listed. Men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemer, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, disobedient, just doing what is convenient for them, but not what is commanded. Majority, including people in church, do what is convenient for them. Nobody can do that in Nigeria. That is God, you don't know Nigeria, and you ask us to be doing this kind of thing. It won't work here. Let me tell you also, this is a universal book. God, who created the whole universe, has made enough provision to cover you anywhere, in any situation, in any circumstances. Don't count yourself out or your circumstances out of the provision of this book. If you don't know where it is, go and meet your pastor. I will give you a pastor after my heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Then you begin to increase. Instead of going for prayer, go for light. Ask me, sir, if this issue is happening, what am I to do? With a heart that is ready to do. And then he will give you some scripture, one after the other. If you come to me and I don't have those scripture, I may ask you to come back. You may not know the reason of coming back. I too want to be sure of what I'm saying to you. And the moment you do it, you are going to return again with testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, one obedience can transform your destiny. Just one. Just like one disobedience can also bring you down. You can crash to the ground. Just one. That's why it's better to be consistent and be continuous and be persistent and be tenacious when it comes to issue of obedience. Just be there. Be ready. Be smart to obey whatever God is saying. Your life will never be the same again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of disobedience or whatever is sponsoring that disobedience in that area of life, I command that evil spirit cast out. In the name of Jesus Christ. A fresh baptism of obedience. In the name of Jesus Christ. Abraham, obedient to sacrifice Isaac, brought him into transgenerational blessing, which is still manifesting, which is still speaking louder than voice in the Jews. I went to South Africa, wanted to buy something from a Jewish farm. And if you see the way he was bragging, I was saying this is what we are going to do. He said, no. He wanted to use authority of the mouth to compare me to buy at his price. You see, I'm a Jew. Okay, what is the relevance of Jew? He knew he was so conscious of where he's coming from and his authority to have whatever he wants. And I told him, I'm a higher Jew. You are a Jew in the flesh. I'm a Jew in the spirit. And it is the spirit that rules the flesh. At the end of it, I heard what I said. But where is he talking from? From that transgenerational blessings. Do you see Jew around? Begging and struggling? No. You see them in their own community. They have their own way of dressing. Their way of life. See their women. You can see them in common places. But somebody obedience is what sponsored that. Genesis 22, 16 to 18. The Red Sea is a mighty task that cannot be accomplished. But it was obedience that made the way on the Red Sea. I don't know what is blocking your way. Go and ask the Lord, what do I do for this mountain to be removed? What do I do to part this Red Sea? And you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. And whatever he has you to do, do it. And that's how you will have victory over that Red Sea. There is no Red Sea that stand before you, or the mountain that stand before you, before this prophetic feast that will last beyond tomorrow. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's remember also, the massive wall of Jericho crashed down. Why? Obedience. It wasn't a struggle. It wasn't even war. It wasn't fighting. It was no. It's thicker than what can be confronted by human energy. In Joshua 6, 1 to 20, the Bible say Jericho in verse 1 was shut up. That's how Satan has shut up many things for you not to penetrate into the next phase of your destiny. Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Why is it because of the children of Israel? He knows. He knows who they are. He knows what is reserved in the promised land. So he shut them out. Every devil that has shut you out of your inheritance, obedience will bring you in. In the name of Jesus Christ. Simple thing. 6 days. Go around. Once. And go and rest. 7 days. Go around 7 times. And then begin to blow the trumpet. And if you check it very well, the wall of Jericho crashed down. Because they obeyed those little things. It looks like, what are we talking about? And what are you saying, oh Lord? Don't use your small brain to rationalize whatever God asks you to do. That is still the solution. Whatever he asks you to do. This is wine we are looking for. This is water we are drawing. Whatever he has you to do, do it. That is the biggest lesson in the school of obedience. Whatever he has you to do. Let me also warn you. There are certain instructions that are so personal. They are just rhema. Your wife may not hear it. Your husband may not know about it. Your pastor may not know about it. But you say, you knew that God spoke. You are too sure this is a voice of the Lord. But you have refused to hearken. That may be sponsoring for where you are now. And state of things around you. You may be in church, jumping up and down. Hey, that man is very serious. Hey! But God has spoken to him the way to the top, the way to his breakthrough, but he will not follow it. God said, you are a businessman. You know, from today, go and be selling water. And I will show you the location where the water will sell. He said, water. Water. Of all products, is water. For your information, I may ask you to go and be selling firewood with your PhD. That is where you are. And you don't do it. You may be looking for a job. Let me tell everyone looking for a job, look for God. And ask him, what do I do that is packaged in my destiny? That's the way out of that joblessness. Even when you are looking for anything, ask from his mouth where to get it. What you are looking for as a location. And in every location, there is appropriate supernatural allocation. That's why from today, you will not miss your placement in God. The wall of Jericho came down, and the people assessed their destiny. I want to say before the Lord, that everyone hearing this word, whatever is that Jerichonic problem before you, it will crash down. It will clear off the way. Let's also see some other examples of manifestation of obedience. Our obedience speaks louder than voice, as contained in the scripture. Obedience brought the widow of Zarephath into realms of supernatural supplies in the time of famine. 1 Kings 17, 8 to 15. Can you see that? Go and make for me first. That's instruction. We only have what we want to eat and die. But make for me first. This is contrary to reasoning. And you can't rationalize that and not be in trouble. 1 Kings 17, 8 to 15. But that widow humbled himself. One of the things that make people disobedient is pride. How can you tell me that? There's what you want God to say. And then there are other things you want God to accept, which is contrary to his terms. It doesn't work that way. The prophet's widow simply obeyed, and she enjoyed supernatural supply that paid off all her debt. 2 Kings 4, 1 to 10. Go and bring vessels. Pour the little oil into those vessels. Go and sell and pay your debt. Simple. Simple. I have discovered that all that God has us to do is simple. In fact, most of the time, it's too simple to be true. But I want to let you know, it's truer than the truth. Just take it. The simplicity of the gospel is what the devil cannot understand till now. Go and wash in Jordan. 7 times. That's a big man, Naaman. 2 Kings 5, 9 to 14. He said, don't I have swimming pool in my house? There are other bigger and better river. I can't go to that stinking Jordan. And as long as he disobeys, he remains in leprosy. Let me tell you, whatever he has you to do, if you don't do it, you remain in your problem. You remain in your sickness. In your poverty. You remain in your struggle. But that will not happen again. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. So when we walk in full obedience, impossible doors open to us on their own accord. The sea saw it in Psalm 114, verses 1 to 9. It opened to you on its own accord. Let me tell you, the mentality that I must work for everything, to get everything, you must drop it. It is God that is at work in all but to do, to do of his good pleasure. It's God at work that makes things to work. But that God will be endeared to you as you follow obedience, as you obey whatever he has you to do. In the name of Jesus Christ. When God take over, it is over. And it won't take over until you humble yourself enough to do whatever he has commanded. And finally this morning, one of the things that the devil used to make you to disobey is forgetfulness. You are hearing instruction now. You are writing notes. You may not open it again. Say, God forbid. Or you open it, and just as you finish reading it, you forget about it. All the things they spoke to you in the hour of prayer, you have no strategy of what you will do, but you may forget all about it. The spirit of forgetfulness make you, okay, you want to do. That's why he has given you the Holy Spirit, who will put everything to your remembrance. All that has commanded you. So may the Holy Ghost go with you as you go, reminding you of your commitment and whatever you are telling God that you will do, in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, forgetful hearer will not be blessed. James 1, 21 to 25. But if anyone receive the perfect love, liberty, and continue therein, verse 25, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in all his way. So go and be a doer. Whatever you have heard, whatever you have observed, whatever inspiration you have received, revelation you have received, go and take action. And the Lord of hosts will be with you. And finally, another big enemy of obedience is in discipline. It takes discipline. Wisdom teaches you what to do. But it's discipline that coordinates you to do them. Every trace of indiscipline, I command it removed. And discipline is one of the fruit of the spirit. Temperance, self-control. May you be under self-control by the Holy Ghost. I will do this, you will do it. I'm going there. God says you go, you will go there. Stand on your feet. Father, thank you. Grace to obey you more than ever before. Lord, I receive it. Lift up your two hands, pray that prayer. Grace to obey you. Grace to obey you. I know obedience is for my good. Obedience is for my liberation. Obedience will command supernatural supply. Lord, help me to be obedient to all that you have passed across to me in the past and even in the now. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are free. Fresh baptism of obedience. To obey to the full. To obey to the end. To obey tenaciously. To be prompt in obedience. In the name of Jesus Christ. To be daring in obedience. Receive it right now. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Shall we remain standing as the faith tabernacle choir lead us in praise? God bless you.